look, I noticed your property's been sitting for about 60 days and your agent's an asshole. Would you mind if I come over and actually just give you my expired listing package? You could tell me to fuck off.
Well, the agent's actually my brother. So I mean, I'm quite offended at that.
Today's episode is a must listen. We had on Vaina Jerebek, aka the voice of Gen Z real estate. Vaina got licensed at the age of 18 and is a wholesaling house flipping investment property machine. She educates Gen Z on all things real estate and has since exploded on socials with over 640,000 TikTok followers and a huge presence on Instagram and YouTube. In this episode, you're going to find out her content strategy, the best way to communicate with Gen Z, and you're going to watch her role play a cold call with Matt.
The Broke Agent presents Overask Podcast.
You're a bit of a mogul. We saw your page and we were like, wow, what's going on here? And you have all this content directed towards Gen Zers.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Gen Zer. But before we get into that, let's get into a little bit about you. Can you tell our listeners who you are, what you do?
Yes, my name's Vaina. I am based out here in Seattle. I got my real estate license when I was 18 years old. I skipped college to do the real estate thing. And so I worked as a realtor for like 2 years. I'm still a realtor now, but I switched over to real estate wholesaling, which makes up about half my business now. And last year is when I got to buy my first investment property. So the whole name of the game for me was to make money and learn the game so that I could invest in real estate and basically retire in my 20s, but give myself the option to work or not work. And so I started posting about my journey in 2020, which was the end of my first year. I was like, dang, this real estate thing is kind of easy and not enough people really know about what you can do with it. And so I just started talking online about my journey, what I've done, and how I'm using real estate to propel me and set myself up for the future. So that's been my whole thing. And it's been quite the ride so far. I'm enjoying a lot and buying houses. I've got a little team here in town, but mostly my big thing now is helping other people close deals and get into real estate.
So you're more on the wholesale side now than you got in to be just like a normal agent, work with clients. Then you were got into this wholesaling thing. You're like, oh, I can make some real money here. Got into that. And now what does that look like? What does your day look like as a real estate wholesaler?
Yeah. So, wholesaling is just really big in Seattle too. It's big everywhere, but there's like a really special market here for properties that are in distress and they just go for like crazy prices. And so day to day, I'm focusing on, I have a lot of people who bring me deals now and between my team and then people online. So I'm underwriting deals on a daily basis. I'm selling deals, making videos, and then I have a few retail clients at a time.
Was it difficult being, so you were 18 when you first got licensed, you said, right? Was there any pushback from potential sellers and clients just about that, the age gap, or just saying like, you know, you're only 18, no college, you know, what was that like? Like the objection handling when it came to that? Cause I'm sure there was a little pushback from people at the beginning.
Yeah, it was really hard at first. Honestly, my biggest pushback was from myself. I was just like believing in myself that people would buy from an 18-year-old or whatever. But I kind of, from the beginning, I set this up. I was like, okay, like people will buy from me. Like, it's not like it's impossible. So I just need to figure out what to say and be prepared for those objections. And I kind of came up with like, well, hey, you know, I have more time than other people who are other seasoned veterans who have been in the industry forever. And at the end of the day, honestly, I just focus on like bringing value to my market and all that good stuff and being about my stuff and having wisdom beyond my years is what I was recommended to do, or the advice I was given from a real estate coach at the time. And so I really didn't get much pushback by the time I was actually handling clients. It took me like 6 months of hustling every day and making calls to strangers and all of this to get my first deal. And by that point, I felt like I was ready and I was prepared. And so I didn't get much objection. And if I did, they were like, wow, that was like really good. How old are you? And then I'd be like, 24.
Nice.
By the way, your age. Nice. Started all in a lie. I love that.
By the way, good move skipping college and just learning skills right away. I went to college for 4 years, didn't learn much, can't really name any of my professors, was way more focused on like the social life, the networking and aspect of it was fantastic, obviously, but like you just went straight into learning skills to make you money right away. And I think I heard you on another podcast say that in your first 6 months, you did one deal. And then the 6 months after that, you did 14, right?
Yep. Exactly. So
how did that happen? Like what changed from the 6 month period to the 12 month period?
I think it was a lot of like building that momentum and the confidence. You know, there are blueprints on how to become a great real estate agent, how to scale a business, all of that. And most of my business was from cold calling sellers. So for sale by owner and expired. And just the first 6 months, I think, was just getting really good at that, like hammering the phones every day and then reflecting back on what I should have done in a call, what I shouldn't have done, and filling up the pipeline. And so right there is where my business kind of shot off. Like once I got the first one, I was like, yep, I can do this. Let's go. And it just motivated me to get the rest through. That was a good time. That was really fun to be 18 and doing that many deals in 6 months.
Yeah. So you were doing so many deals working. And then why did you kind of step back from that side of things and get into kind of what you're doing now?
It's actually a really funny story how I transitioned into wholesaling. It was basically, I was in my office cold calling and it would be next door to this yoga studio. And one of the teachers there was like a wholesaler and investor. And he heard me every single day when he passed by my office making cold calls to sellers. And he was just like, hey, you should switch your list to not prospecting for sale by owner expired, but go prospect for distress list because you can do this, this, and this, and you can make more money wholesaling real estate. And at first I was like, okay, that's weird. Who is this guy? But I tried it. I switched over to cold calling old houses that have been owned for a long period of time. And I learned that there are a lot of sellers who didn't want to put their houses on the market. They were in tough spots. They wanted to move quick. There were all these issues that weren't being addressed by normal realtors. So I kind of found that niche in helping these people and offering services that the other realtors in my marketplace couldn't provide. And I ended up making like way more on wholesale fees than your average 3% commissions. So once that started working, then I like went after that and built kind of scaled up from that.
So
Eric, you should get Vanna to coach you or something.
Yeah, no, seriously. Do you do coaching?
I do. I actually do a little bit.
Cause you're also in the Tom Ferry coaching ecosystem, right? Like you are.
Yeah.
Coached.
Shout out to Patrick.
Patrick's your coach. So I also heard that you've been going to Tom Ferry conferences since you're 15 years old. So you're kind of like a real estate prodigy. What did you think of these? What did you think of these conferences at the age of 15? Like all this stuff would just go completely over my head. I would want to be nowhere else or somewhere else other than there when I was
anywhere
15.
Else.
Anywhere else.
No, it's so funny because when I was a teenager going to these conferences, people would get up on stage and talk about how they made $1 million this year, how they closed 100 transactions this year, et cetera, right? And just giving their playbooks away. And I'm like, these normal looking people are making this kind of money just doing that, like just doing open house every weekend and calling people every day. I was like, that's it. And so, yeah, I went home and I was like, I just started learning my scripts.
All right. If you're listening to this, this means you care about real estate marketing. You care about becoming a better agent. And that's exactly why you need to join our new platform, BAMX. We have monthly courses for our members, including my Instagram course. It's the best in the game. Objection handlings, green screens, captions, and more. You also get access to our exclusive private community for literally a Frappuccino a month. If you're listening to this and you're an agent, this is an absolute no-brainer. Use code OVERASK for 10% off. There's a link down in the description. Become a member of BAMX.
When I was 15, I was, where was I? I was like at the skate park. I was at like Blink-182 concerts. Yeah. You're at Tom Ferry conferences. That is
learning scripts. Learning objection handling and marketing from
literally.
Pantana. That's
well, it's
that's
so
incredible.
Funny too. I thought I was like, you know, I didn't know how to sell either. And so I was like, where do these people learn this? Oh, there's a script book. Oh my gosh. That like made my life. I was like, this is easy.
I also love the fact that you took the route of cold calling as Gen Z. And also, by the way, your content's incredible. Just for context, 640,000 or something on TikTok. I don't know how many YouTube, 20,000 subscribers maybe, or 25,000 Instagram, just enormous,
12, yeah.
Enormous following across all these platforms. So when did you start diving into the content? Did that take place in the second 6 months as well, where you started documenting your journey? And how has that helped your sales?
I really started content when, like, right when I got my license. You know, I was doing the stupid videos, like how to buy a house, how to sell a house, and they were really bad because I was totally new. So that's where I started, like, doing video itself. But I guess, like, the influencer brand, if you will, took off after I started posting, after I kind of, like, proved a concept, and then I posted about it. And that got a lot of traction. And that's where I built a lot of my team too, is because they found me on TikTok.
What do you mean by prove a concept?
Proof of concept as far as like being a young real estate agent.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Your dad's also a real estate agent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I was going to them when I was 15, 16.
bringing you along. Like, no, yep, Vayna, you're coming.
Much.
Just want to go to the movies, see John Tucker Must Die.
Great, like, movie. We can go to Disneyland after because they were in Anaheim.
That's pretty good. So what does he think about, like, the less traditional things like content creation?
Well, it's just kind of out of his wheelhouse. I mean, respectfully to Dad, he's very old-fashioned, I guess. Like, he just learned how to use the printer, you know? But...
that's really old-fashioned.
I'm just kidding. I'm not the printer. But he's super proud of me, and he, like, my pet peeve is he'll try to tell me what to do in my videos. I'm like, I think I know how to make videos. Thank you. You stick to being a realtor.
Have you tried coaching him at all on producing content?
I actually have, but that was years ago now. That was, like, before...
I always think it's super endearing when I see old-fashioned realtors or kind of older realtors doing content, because they understand that they could have this enormous reach. And that comes across to me as some of the most authentic content, because they know so much as to what they're speaking about. And it's not like they're just trying to get likes. They're just like, I'm going to talk about this house. I'm going to talk about the market. And I like hearing from those people. I don't know if you've seen this guy, Island Wide Realty. Have you seen him?
I don't think so.
He's a realtor from Staten Island. His name is Tony B. And he has this very thick Staten Island accent. And he'll just be like, yo, it's Tony B. I got a property right here. And he just, like, lists exactly what's on the property. And he's gone viral like 20, 30 times and now has tens of thousands of followers on TikTok and Instagram.
No way.
It's just the most authentic content. Like, you could hear the camera guy behind him also saying, like, you know, we're starting the video right now. So there's no editing. There's no audio or anything like that. It's really cool to see.
That's awesome. I'm gonna look him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's so true though, because, like, you can just kind of see it and hear it in the way they present and how they talk, that they know their stuff and they're experts.
So you've been posting 2 or 4 times a day for the last 3 years, I read, which is an enormous volume. So tell us a little bit about your content strategy. Are you publishing these to Shorts and TikTok and Instagram? And what sort of content, like, who's the demographic you're going after for these videos?
I'm on all of them. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, and long form YouTube video now are the ones that I'm going after. I am primarily targeting just, like, Gen Z in general who want to set themselves up for the future, how to get started doing that. And then the other thing I target now is like new wholesalers and realtors to do joint venture on wholesaling together so that I can help people close their wholesale deals and make money on that end. So pretty much just a lot of shorts. I have a videographer who I film with a couple times a month for the long form. He chops it up into short form. I do all the TikToks by myself. I do that a few times a month. I'll just shoot like 20 in an hour and draft them and post them throughout the week. It's a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
You guys know getting the content out is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I know more than Eric.
Oh, do you? I have 5,000 posts 2 or 3 times a day on the BA, 2 or 3 times a day on the BAM account, posting on the OverAsk account, posting on the Bad Real Estate.
This is Eric's
uploading
script.
To
That's
YouTube.
I wanted to get
uploading to email. I am a posting machine.
So, okay, you want to keep going.
Sorry, go ahead, Matt.
It's he gets into this script where he becomes a robot and he can just, it's like if you ask him who won the World Series in 1993, he can tell you that too. Scripting, yep. And that's his two
Blue Jays.
Two things he really excels at. Yeah. That's actually
good.
It was the Blue Jays. I remember that.
It was the Blue Jays, yeah, back to back.
So you play kind of a long-term game in terms of like going after Gen Zers, because a lot of them maybe aren't ready to buy just yet, but you're just doing like, you're educating them to the max, to the point where A, maybe they'll show their parents and they'll whatever want to work with you. Or what are you really after? Are you after more of like a coaching thing with the Gen Zers, or like eventually their business?
It's less about the business, honestly. I have closed a few deals from TikTok. Honestly, nothing like other agents who are like crazy hounding content about buying and selling. It's more of growing my YouTube channel and getting that to pay me. And then that's what I'm working on now, is some kind of community for Gen Z, some kind of online community to teach them how to wholesale, teach them how to invest in real estate, things like that.
I'm like still more financial, right? Like more financial literacy.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say
There was an Instagram study that Gen Z wants to learn on social media,
right,
about mm-hmm. financial literacy. We covered that in a couple of BAM articles. So I think that's mm-hmm. a great route to take. So you want to create a community for these people. Are you congregating them on a third party service, like a Facebook group or a Discord, or is it just kind of in the comments right now? Like, how are you trying to address that community?
So far, I run an email list that I'm blasting out to with all my secrets and things like that, tips and tricks, but I don't have something yet. So any suggestions on the best way to go about that, I would very much appreciate.
Well, we got a couple. We got Facebook groups, of course, mm-hmm. is probably the lowest barrier to entry, but Gen Z is very tech savvy and online.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. So Discord is obviously a great route to go with that, especially coming from YouTube. A lot of YouTubers have Discords, and you could have all the private channels and chats and everything with Discord. Actually, Agents has a huge Discord with 7,000 plus members. So he's done a great job at utilizing that community. So yeah, I would try to get everybody where the community starts talking to each other too. So it doesn't just have to be you publishing content to each other. And we just started doing this in our BAMX community and Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to find soon down the road, like once you get a couple thousand members in there, they just start talking to each other. And you're kind of like the liaison, you're the communicator. Like you could push your videos to them, sell whatever, have in-person meetups and stuff like that, like live masterminds and stuff. But once you like get a, you know, hive of activity going, I think it could be super beneficial for the brand.
Yep. That is my next big thing.
Yeah. Also broadcast channels. Yeah, Twitch. Well, Twitch is like, yeah, are you doing any lives?
I used to do a lot of TikTok live, and sometimes I do YouTube live. That's it.
Broadcast channels right now, great way to have a little more intimate community on Instagram. So I just set that up, called it Surviving Real Estate, and there's like 3,000 members in there already right now, and it's just basically a long group chat, but they can't respond. They could react to all of your posts. So that's just a better way to show a little bit more intimate side to yourself. So I would check out broadcast channels too.
Yeah. Eric will bill you after this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, dang.
What was I going to say? I had a good question, but then I said that Eric will bill you.
I had to make the joke.
Had to go for the joke. Comments. How are people in the comments on TikTok? Bunch of savages on TikTok. Do you get a lot of like hate or know-it-alls or anything like that? And how do you deal with it?
I do. And we just got to build the thick skin against it, right? I don't read them in the morning or anything. I don't start my day with those. But for the most part, it just goes over my head. What really taught me about hate comments is this experience I had where last year, I had this video about house hacking go all the way off. It hit like 8 million views on TikTok and 10,000 comments, and 90% of the comments were totally negative. You're a slumlord. This is why we can't afford houses. This is ruining the economy, blah, 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 right? Me and my little duplex, right? And they're all negative. And I was starting to let that get to me. But then I'm like, 10,000 hate comments. This video has 8 million views. It has 3 million likes, and it got me 100,000 followers. So So 10,000 people had to say something that they didn't like this, but 100,000 people followed along to keep seeing this type of content. So that's where I was like, all right, this hate is nothing. There are people who actually want to keep seeing this. Let me keep serving that.
What did you talk about in that house hacking video? Like, what were people so upset about?
Because I talked about how I'm only paying $100 to live in this house because I'm renting out the downstairs for the cost of my mortgage.
Yeah, it's called being smart.
Right. you lived in like one room and rented out the rest of the house.
Like I lived upstairs and then I rented out the downstairs for $100 less than the mortgage. So I was only paying $100 to live there.
Got it.
So do you engage with those people? Because I see in the comments a lot, I'm more of like I just like look around. I don't really use TikTok that much, but I consume on it. And I see a lot of people commenting on those type of videos, just completely wrong things.
Right.
So do you correct them or do you not even bother? I guess at 10,000, that's just like, depends. It's too many, but yeah. Do you try and correct them? Do you engage or just leave it?
I let people have their little arguments in my comment section. I love that the most. That totally drives engagement. I'll only comment to like make a joke about something, but I'm not, or like if someone's genuinely like asking about something or if someone really got something wrong, I'll make a comment, but other than that, not really. And I don't really delete them either. Sometimes if something really gets me, I'll just delete it because I can't handle it. I just need to get rid of it. But for the most part, I just let it sit there.
Rebutting those comments can be good too. I like that content on TikTok where there's just some vicious comment someone left and then the person's just like calmly dissecting exactly what was said. So that's that's always good. Instagram has that feature too, but I don't really see too many people do it on Instagram.
Instagram has that now? The reply video?
You can reply with video, but there's just so many less hate comments on Instagram because it's
that's
it's
true. TikTok's a little ruthless.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
How are you getting TikTok followers to Instagram and then Instagram followers to YouTube? Like, how are you having these platforms communicate with each other?
You know, it's tough because TikTok will, like, it just depends on the algorithm. If you try to do a call to action on TikTok, sometimes it doesn't come through or it won't push your thing. But for the most part, you know, I've noticed that people follow me on Instagram from TikTok because they want to follow my journey closely or they see that I'm in Seattle and they're in Seattle.
As far as YouTube, it's all like I'll make the short videos on TikTok of how to do something. But of course, everybody's like, you don't actually say the details step by step, blah, blah, blah. And that's where I send them to YouTube.
You know what I hear all the time, Eric?
What?
Agents complain that online leads are trash.
You're right. It's so annoying.
It is annoying. Not converting, being non-responsive, etc. Let me let you in on a little secret, Eric.
Okay.
Boomtown was literally designed to overcome those challenges. They know that online home shoppers are further out from transacting maybe 3, 6, even 12 months, Eric, down the road. So Boomtown nurtures those leads for you using proven automated smart drip campaigns.
And beyond that, Boomtown also monitors your entire database of leads for behaviors that indicate readiness to transact and then engage them for you at exactly the right time. You see everything, everywhere, all at once. Omnipotent, right, Matt? Or omniscient or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, except it's you that's everywhere. And there are no hot dog fingers, whatever the hell those are. So if you're ready to grow your database and have your transactions steadily increase, visit boomtownroi.com/overask. If you haven't yet already, after listening to this podcast for 2 years, you're out of your damn mind. Plus, you'll get $750 in free digital advertising credits. That's boomtownroi.com/overask. It's the best CRM in the game, hands down. So you're uploading all of your content to Shorts as well?
Mm-hmm.
And are you seeing a lot of subscribers coming from Shorts?
Yeah, a lot. That's been pretty impressive. Like I won't post the long form for like a week or two, but I'll have the Shorts going every day and my subscriber count is still going up. That's been pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to get people from platform to platform. Like, you know, the Broke Agent audience is 400,000 plus and getting them to watch a YouTube video just from a link is difficult. Then getting them to actually subscribe is difficult. It's kind of like YouTube has such a mind of its own to where people kind of almost have to find you organically. Like they're not just going to subscribe to your YouTube channel just because you tell them to on another platform. They have to be searching for exactly what it is. So do you have any title strategy to hook people in, or are you just coming up with these off the top of your heads? Are you looking at other accounts to figure out what to say? Like, how are you coming about your titles and thumbnails?
On YouTube?
Yeah.
I use like the little SEO tool TubeBuddy. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is, like, I've been really focusing on the searchable content versus like the viral content. And most of my stuff has been searchable content, like how to wholesale, how to build a list, how to do these things. And then I have like my vlogs and things like that. And the searchable content is nice because I do affiliate, so I make some good cash on that side. But as far as growing the channel and getting those eyeballs, I mostly go off like based on the questions that I get all the time on my other, my bigger platforms. And then, you know, what people want to see long form on TikTok, or sorry, on YouTube.
That makes sense. The questions are always great drivers of hooks and content ideas. Anytime we get questions.
We get the same questions all the time too, right?
Yeah, exactly. What sort of affiliates do you have?
I'm affiliated with list builder companies and investor software, CRMs, things like that.
Got it.
How'd you build a team? I don't know if you answered this. I was, my dog was not impressed with this. Folks, I don't know if you know, new studio. It's just my kitchen. We're having some tech issues downstairs. We're going to have our producer, Bobby, fly out and figure some stuff out down there in the podcast studio. But how did you build a team? And is your team focused on wholesaling as well, or are they just like traditional real estate agents?
It's a little bit of both. Most of my team now is focused on wholesaling first, and a lot of them are licensed. So it's like whatever doesn't qualify as a wholesale on the margin, then we'll just list it or something like that. So real estate license really comes in handy. But from the very beginning, I actually started my team when I started in real estate. It was a very natural thing. I was just posting about what I was doing on the day-to-day, looking at houses, previewing, things like that. And someone I knew through playing tennis, like, just lit up on my story one day and was like, hey, you look like you're making money in real estate. How do I do this? And they were like super motivated to like get into this. They were in high school. And so I was like, well, you can cold call with me. And so we just started cold calling together. And I think that's what made the process a lot better, more fun, easier, is doing it with someone. Because eventually we got our first listing, and then that guy brought a guy who brought a guy, and we were a team of four, all cold calling together, getting listings as teenagers. And then after TikTok took off, that's where I started recruiting more people, training them on buyers and sellers. And then we all moved towards wholesaling because there was just such a big profit opportunity over there. And it, because it was as simple as switching the list we were cold calling, it was pretty seamless. A lot of agents actually struggle with wholesaling because of like the ethics behind it, or because every property needs to go on the market or whatever. But I've had such great experiences with people thanking me for making the selling process way easier than it would have been on the market, that I just don't have that issue.
What is your cold calling script?
You want to role play it?
Let's do it.
Hey, is this Matt?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, my name is Vaina. I'm looking to buy some property right here in the area. Just curious if you still own the house on 123 Main?
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, I was just calling because, like I said, I'm looking to buy something around here. Just curious when you may plan on selling.
I don't think I want to sell it.
Oh, you're not selling? Oh, man. How long have you been in the area, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, we've been 30 years.
30 years? Man, it's a record today. Where'd you move from?
West Virginia.
West Virginia? Yeah. Okay. And how'd you happen to pick this area?
Kurt Cobain, big Nirvana fans, and Starbucks.
Oh, Nirvana. Yeah. And Starbucks. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotcha. Well, Matt, if you were to move, where'd you go next?
You know what? I think I'd move to Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha. Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
I like it there.
When would that be?
You know, I don't know. It's always been a dream of mine, so.
Okay, gotcha. Well, Matt, like I said, I am a realtor here in town, but I'm looking to buy something for myself personally. So if I could help you move to Omaha, give you a price and terms that's fair for you and make it easy without even listing the property, is that something that would interest you?
I wouldn't have to list it.
No, like I said, I'm looking to buy direct, so I could offer you all cash offer. when we could close on your timeline and make it nice and easy for you to move over there. Would that benefit you?
Yeah, maybe. Possibly.
Okay. Awesome. And when would you like to get to Omaha again?
Maybe in a year.
In a year?
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm not even that far from you. Maybe if you've got time this week, we can meet up, could take a look at your property and make you an offer now, just so you know what the property's worth and what I could do for you, just so you have that, just in case anything changes. I'll be around tomorrow afternoon or Friday at noon, which works better.
Friday at noon. Tomorrow I do.
Friday at
noon?
Yeah,
bingo. Yeah.
Oh, bingo. Yeah. Can't miss that.
No. No. Friday noon. Okay, but I'm not sold on the idea, but maybe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No strings attached, Matt. Is there any price that you would sell for this year?
Yeah, probably like $5 million.
$5 million?
Yeah.
All right. So if we got you $5 million, you'd be ready to move forward?
Yeah.
All righty, Matt. Well, I'll see you on Friday. I'll give you a call that morning.
Okay, great. Thanks. Omaha, here I come.
Woohoo!
There you go. Oh, you're nice.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, you just have a real conversation. See, Eric couldn't do that. I couldn't do that either. I say this all the time. We're not nice enough.
Don't throw me in the same group as you. No, I'm extremely nice.
We are. Yeah. Well,
you know what I like what Vaina did during that role playing?
What?
When she asked you for your schedule, she actually looked down to the right side as if she actually had a schedule open and that she was actually going to write down the time. It's like she was so trained and her muscle memory took her to actually do that. But.
Yeah,
I mean that was beautifully done. You sound fantastic on the phone. You sound nice and inviting. You know, nothing.
That's what I said.
Nothing too forceful. It's just. It's
Eric, do you want to try a script?
Classic.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I'll try one.
Okay. Are you go?
Yeah, you answer the phone. So you say hello first.
Okay. Hello.
Hey Matt, this is Eric Simon calling from Hilton and Highland. I noticed your property at 1453 Main Street just came off the market. Hilton and Highland is a luxury brokerage out here in Beverly Hills, representing people like, we have agents like, you know, David Kramer, formerly Mauricio Umansky. We're one of the best boutique Beverly Hills brokerages.
Cut
on the
to
face
the
of
chase.
The
is this an AI robot? Okay. What's going on here? Can you cut to the chase?
Look, I noticed your property's been sitting for about 60 days and your agent's an asshole. Would you mind if I come over and actually just give you my expired listing package? You could tell me to fuck off.
Well, the agent's actually my brother. So I'm quite offended at that.
Well, let's just say your brother is not going to be walking around too much longer.
Right. Okay. Well, you know. He always was the taller one.
I don't know how he's going to sell. You know, it's a multi-level property. I don't know how he's going to sell the upstairs.
Right.
After I take out his knees.
Okay. Sure. Well, yeah, I guess you can come too. I already have Vaina coming on Friday.
How's 6 weeks from now around 2 a.m.?
Yeah, that works great.
Perfect. All right. That Sunday morning, well. 2 a.m.?
Yeah, that's perfect.
And your wife will be home too, right?
Yeah, she will be. Yeah.
Fantastic. I also have a wife, so there we go.
Okay,
little,
cool.
See how I established familiarity and commonality there? I think that's why I got into creating memes as opposed to making calls.
Yeah. But
that's awesome.
You went from real estate to wholesaling. Eric went from real estate to creating memes.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
feel like I chose the wrong thing. That looks like a ride.
Hey, we could switch places if you want. I would.
You guys got the comedy down. I'm straight education. I like to say it's edutainment, but it's just education.
Well, it is edutainment in the way your videos are super engaging. So I was going through your Instagram and your TikTok, and I was wondering, like, is there anything specific you do to reach Gen Z specifically? Like, is there, is it more text? Is it certain audios? Is it a certain filming style, like, way? Filming? Let me reframe that question.
I've noticed. Yep.
Let me reframe that question.
Well, thanks for coming out, everybody.
Yeah. The way you reach Gen Z with your videos. Is there a specific filming style that you use? There we go. That sounds a little bit more clear.
Honestly, first person filming and talking fast and no pauses in between. That's probably the number one thing I see people do wrong in their videos is they have too much pause in between what they're saying. And I've noticed that when I cut that and everything is just boom, 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 that's when you get Gen Z to pay attention.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, especially with millennials. And boomers, they'll come on. I'll be like, yeah. So, yeah. Hey guy, my name's Matt. And, it's like, you're done. That's mm-hmm. it. That was your chance. You have to get to the point. You have to get to the point mm-hmm. immediately. And there's actually like yep. there's like some millennial way of starting a video. Have you seen this? And people are like, start. I don't
know.
If
you describe it, I'll probably know what you mean.
I saw it on TikTok to like stop starting your videos like a millennial. And I think it's just that, like, all right, yeah. So I went to the, you know. And
just wanted to get on here.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yes.
Stuff like
that. Mm. A lot
yeah,
of
just want to hop on here real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People were asking me about this.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. No yeah. one was asking That's you about funny. It.
No one ever. well, but what people have to understand is like, your name, for the most part, is probably on your profile. So they're watching a video and they mm-hmm. see your name. You don't have to tell your name. Yeah. They don't care yep. if you had to just hop on here. So,
you know, yeah, get to the point. I just had to hop on here for a sec. It's like, no, you didn't. Yeah. You had to sit down and film a video and post it to
right?
the ether. Like, that's completely insane. You certainly yeah. didn't have to do that. I love the tip about no downtime in videos. We're trying to do that with all of our clips too, where there's not even a second. If there's an that's yeah. cut out, if there's, you know, yeah. if I'm going about a question in a weird way, that's why I reframe that question, is because I knew that we're going to have a potential clip with that about Gen Z. So I was stumbling all over that question. Mm. I was like, this is going to be a nightmare to edit. Let me just reframe it right there. So there's a little behind the scenes yeah. for the listeners. If you're doing a podcast, try to frame questions as if they're clips, even though sometimes I guess it sounds unnatural.
Yeah, you know, they like, can hear it. Yeah.
Because
they can hear the lack of confidence, right? They mm-hmm. can hear the stumbling. They can hear it all.
Yes.
It's obvious.
Yes, exactly. That's why I reframed that. But I think mm-hmm. like the clips for podcasts in long form sometimes is equally as important as the entire episode, because sometimes you could get 20,000, 30,000 people watching a clip, which brings them to the episode, but the episode could be incredible. But if the incredible episode produces no good clips, then less people are going to watch the long form episode. So,
oh, there you go.
Yeah. So your email list that you said you're giving tips away in, how are you attracting mm-hmm. emails and what are you sending out to that list?
There's a few different funnels I've got for the email, but the big ones are, you know, like, basic stuff like, oh, I'm doing this right now, and if you want the information, or I'm going to give this talk, if you want my notes, join my email list. I give my wholesale script away. That gets a lot of emails. And then like, it'll just be call to action in my videos. If you want this, the PDF for this, or if you want this, I'm going to send it out on my list.
And is that call to action, download the list in my bio, or are you using something like an AI mini chat bot for them to comment?
It'll be like a form website in my bio. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Vaina, 18 years old, they're on TikTok. Mm-hmm. They're thinking about starting a career in real estate, just like you. What the hell do they do?
Let's see. What's my answer today? You're 18 years old. You want to start in real estate. I would say get in front of someone who can lead the way for you. Honestly, it's hard to find a mentor. Just because this is the BAM podcast, I'm going to say it's hard to find a mentor if you're dumb. You need to be proactive in showing what you can provide, which is usually just your time. Like when I was cold calling and these people were hitting me up wanting to make money with me, hey, I will cold call for you for free if you show me how, and I'll split the deal with you, whatever. I just want to learn real estate. That is where I hire instantly. So learn some scripts, learn how to find deals for other people, like wholesalers like me, flippers, investors, landlords, whatever it is. Find someone where you bring them deals and they exchange you valuable information that will help you along your career. Get into a community. Just be around those people, because more than books, more than YouTube videos, being around people who can advise you and want to see you grow, that's going to propel you to success.
100%. That was a great answer. I'd also say have a good mindset, especially on TikTok. I see a lot of like, woe is me, a lot of entitlement, a lot of like, oh, I would do this, but, or you're only doing this because... And a lot of excuses. I'd say just like get out of that mindset. It's really easy to get into that and just like, you know, complain about why you're not where you want to be or something like that. Like keep your eye on the prize. There's too much of that shit these days.
That sounds like that sounds like great content. I want to see people saying, like, just getting on and making excuses and complaining about why they're not somewhere. It's just like, oh man, like, I didn't make any calls today. I just woke up and played Xbox for 5 hours and sat outside and got a nice tan, and no one wants to list properties with me. I think that'd be entertaining content, actually.
Well, the thing is that especially like landlords right now and real estate agents are taking a lot of heat because of, you know, the homes aren't affordable for a lot of people. And those are the first people they're blaming are like landlords. Oh, you have too many, you have too many properties, like them having, you know, 7 properties is
right.
That's like you're hogging them all and it's not going to
causing the housing
exactly.
crisis.
And then like realtors were just like calling people behind the scenes being like, oh yeah, this market here, it's still a little low. Let's bring it up. Like, we have the power to do that.
Right.
You know, so like we're getting like a lot of that kind of shit where people are like, yeah, you know, like my parents bought their house for $100,000, and like people are just like stuck in history, it seems.
Right.
And it's hard to get out of that. Like, you know, a lot of that's not coming back, unfortunately. So it's like you have to adjust and figure out what you're going to do to, you know, get to the next part in your life.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
Work the system right? before it works you.
That's right. I like the idea of mentorship and finding and coming from a place of value as opposed to just asking someone, hey, can I shadow you? Can you be my mentor? It's like, no, that's a huge pain in the ass. What am I supposed to, like, I'm just supposed to train you for free, but saying, no, I'll make calls for you. I'll show houses for you. I'll do content for you. Like, that definitely is the best way.
For sure. 100%. That's the best way. That's the most, that's another annoying thing. I think you're just nice again. I think I'm maybe not nice because when people ask me for things, I'm just like, no, like, some people ask me for like insane things. Remember, Eric, the other day, that guy asked me to like write his Q&A for him.
Oh yeah.
And then email it to him and then talk to him on the phone about it. Yeah. I was like, I can't do that. That's like 3 hours of my time.
My friend had such an insane request for me last week. He's building a website, some crypto website. And he's like, hey, can you go over this website and record your thoughts as you're going through it? So like click around the website and give him like a 5-minute rendition of everything that I'm thinking of. And I was like, that you can't ask someone to do that. That's the worst way to go about it ever. Like, ask me your thoughts. Sure. Or, you know, send me a Zoom link or something like that, but have me record myself like a psychopath going over all these things about this crypto website. Like, my thoughts would be insane. I'd be like, why the hell am I doing this? This looks insane. I don't know.
You should have, given your like uncensored thoughts.
I could have, but then it's just making one person laugh. Like, you know, I'd want that content to be seen by everybody else. It's not worth the effort to just make that one person laugh.
Even though he's Byron, stop asking Eric to do that.
Exactly. Hey man, can you record 10 minutes of thoughts on this ebook that we're about to do?
Well, Vaina, that was fantastic. I think that was a really cool angle we haven't had before on the show. So thank you for being on. We really appreciate it. And where can the listeners find you, follow you?
I'm everywhere. I got a super unique name, so just Google me and honestly everything pops up. But follow me on TikTok and YouTube. That's where all the good stuff is. Join my email list. It's all my tips and tricks and secrets. And I travel around a lot to the real estate event, so you can see me there. I'm still in the Tom Ferry thing.
You're gonna be at the TF conference the 22nd. We are throwing a BAM bash on August 22nd. Details to come soon, from 6 to 9. So it'll be a rager.
I'll be there.
And you should come.
I'll be there. Put me on the list.
What do you guys think of this?
That's
awesome.
I'm going to have nightmares.
I should have just held this up when I was going down.
Can I get one of those at the party?
When I was going down to, you actually have these, Matt. People, these were handed out to my wife during her bachelorette party, which is insane. But instead of blowing my nose, I should have just held this up.
Like this. I have those BRB. Too. People actually still bring those to some of my speaking events. Pretty cool. Anyways, Eric, yours is nice too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Vaina, good work. Fantastic. May the force be with you.
Thanks for having me.
Yep.